Soko izika disenda bako VOA Ndebele.
Linga livuka njani izuluka ndaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ziku 13 mfufu 2020 ngu Chris Gandhi. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje omunye wababotshwe lonkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Amapolisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumuthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini.
Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantini abadala phezulu konapho.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane le-coronavirus elizweni izolo. Amapholisa elokhu engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto.
Kodwa okukhalwayo lapha yikuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu, yibo abacelwa ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze bebancedise amapholisa lezi hlobo ukuthi ke ngobani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Wabotshelo nkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya owake waba ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yenguqu eZifa useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Iphephandaba lobulembu elezimlife.com lithi uGift Karanda utshele amapholisa ukuthi unkosikazi Mnangagwa nguye wayemele asuke elizweni legolide leli kodwa wabambeka wasethuma uRushwaya. Sebeyisithupha ababotshwe ngamapholisa phezu kwalolu daba abagoqela amapholisa amabili. Amapholisa izolo angenele amakansila eHarare buthumuthumu ephakathi komhlangano wekansili abopha amakansila angamachumi amabili kanye lentatheli zindaba ezine ebezisemsebenzini. Lanxa umsakazo weStudio 7 wehlulekile ukuxhumana lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi ukuthi sizwe isizathu sokubotshwa kwawo, amakansila la abikwa ebotshelwe amacala enkohlakalo asukele ekuthengisweni kwezitanda zikamanisipala. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi intatheli zindaba ezibalisa uTakunda Mandura owephephandaba le-Open Pali, uMunashe Jokoza owe-263 Chat, uBlessing Jidakwa weHerald, lo Rukutso Masira baphinde bakhululwa. Amakansila abotshiweyo la ngawebandla le-MDC. Lanxa iZANU-PF isithi amakansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele, abebandla eliphikisayo bathi uhulumende udinga indlela zokudiliza ibandla labo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomeli weSouthern edalele ephalamende umnumzana Peter Moyo.
Uyabona into ehluphayo nansi, ama-councillors la ayisiko ukuthi kona bangamasela. Into ezakalayo ikuthi khona bengiyikhuluma namhlanje kuParliament abakade bebona babonile, sikhuluma ngendaba kaPresident uMnangagwa into ayikhulumayo ukuthi khona kufuze i-corruption iphele. Udubo yesilalo elizweni lapha i-corruption isebantini abadala phezulu konapho, yiko lapho kule corruption khona enkalakatha, yibo ababulala ilizwe. Laba abaphansi laba hayi smoke screen kathesi babo chipapo phe abantu fair and fine babo pheleni abangazi bathatha abantu bephonga ukuthi kona uyelenzi corruption iphi yangkhona anje ukufuza ukukhalo investigate izinto futhi zwabopha umuntu uzivestigate lepheli akuzange ubophe abantu ukwenza ukuthi kona uyinvestigate yiwuzama ukuthi kona silahleke ingqondo sikhangelane lento ezingelamsebenzi sishiya into ezingelamsebenzi so mina mbona ukubotshwa kwezwa amakansila zibe kufull council besiyavalelwa kwapayana bebutwa behanjwa nabo random ezifi ngabantu ababulela abantu akulunganga khonokho nxa befuna ukuthi kona bayenze umsebenzi wabo kuhle bayaqala bayinvestigate abantu babe sebebona ukuthi kona abantu laba balicala bani yebo ukuthi kona bababophe hayi ukuphonga ukubopha abantu mahlayana mina lokho mbona kuyinto embi kakhulu.
Uhulumende uthi amakhansili akhokhelwa yi-MDC akhohlakele kodwa abanye bathi le yindlela nje yokuhlukuluza amakhansili e-MDC lokudiliza leli bandla. Wena ukubona njani?
Mina ukubona kwami lapha ayisiko ukuthi kona ama-councillors or ama-councils sebekhohliwe umsebenzi wabo. Hayi, into engiyibonayo lapha ukuthi uhulumende ulomlandu okunikeza ama-local authorities izimali nxa sokuyezwa i-budget. Lokho bagcina ngo-1992 thereabout okunika ama-local authorities imali yokuthi khona imisebenzi ihambe. Yikho ikansili yayingeke yaba nje lezimangaliso ukuthi khona namhlanje bangavuka sebesise sikwazi ukulungisa imigwaqo. Khathesi as an example, i-City of Harare ifuna $3 million eyokuthi ba-treat imithi eyokuthi khona amanzi abantu bakwazi ukunatha amanzi. So bayayithatha ngaphi leyo mali? Ngumlando kahulumeni okuthi abanikeze. Ye yabona nxa udila lezanu ufuze ulimuke ngoba akwaziwa ukuthi khona bazamani enxa yafuna ukufaka ikhomishini babe seberonkile kudala silahlekile sisemuva. Sebe sisilwa sodwa sithethisana khonapha izanu yabe ironga besirongele ukuthi kona singababulala njani abantu laba.
Umnumzana Peter Moyo ngummeli weSouthertown edalela ephalamende ubexoxa leStudio 7 eseHarare. Kusenjalo wayengukansila weZibarasekwa osanda kumiswa umsebenzi libandla leMDCT. Umnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe utshele usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi ukhulume lamakhansila la esekhululwe.
Ukuthi amakansila zonke akade kufull council meeting akade zikhona namhlanje aphongukufikelwa ngamapolisa athathwa wonke ahanjwa labo ku-central police station kodwa ngisizwa sebephumisiwe futhi kodwa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi indaba yangikhona kade ngeyani angizanga lutho. Mina bengingekho njengoba kuzazi ukuthi mina sengarikoliwa i-full council meeting enziwayo ngamakhansela nyanga yinye ngayinye.
Eminye impiko ukuthi amapholisa abelandela iziqondiso zenhlanganiso liyana elwisana nenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Yena wagcina kulokho kusadingisiswa yini ngenkohlakalo ekhansini.
Ngiqine kusanjalo i-Anti-Corruption Commission isalandela amakhansela zina bazonezo ze-Anti-Corruption Commission. Ukhashiswa kwazo angakwanisa ukuthi ngikomente ngowabo ngoba elami igama nalo kade likhona.
Abathi bakhitshiwe bathi batheswe cala bani kuyini okunye okukhulunyiweyo?
Okuningi kwangikhona kangizwa lutho ukuthi kuhambe njani kumi njani kwesidivele otherwise qalisa ukuzwa kusasa ngoba besiwa ngala abantu kade bengakaqalisi ukukhuluma ngokwakho kakhulu. Akuwuphe wonke muntu wakade khona kufuka zene lo akade ngikhuluma laye ifoni yami ile siphele imali yasicitha ngingakaceda ukukhuluma naye baphunga ukuthi ayinoyi ngizamfonela kusasa sengiqedile lokho engikade ngikwenza.
Lo ngumnumzana Thamsanqa Gilbert Hadebe owayengukhansila weZibarasekwa ubexoxa ecingweni lo Studio 7 eseHarare. Catch Minister lezempila kahle luthi kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasifica munwe munye abatholakale belegciwane lecoronavirus elizweni izolo abayithoba minombili ngabakobulawayo lasesigabeni seMathebelele North leNkabazwe okulenani elifanayo kuthi abahlanu ngabeHarare. Le Studio 7 esakazwa eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi umphathi ntambo wezobudlelwano lamanye amazwe uMnumzana Sibusiso Moyo usecothoze eleBhilitane ngombiko wedale lalelo lizwe othi ukubotshwa kukankosazana Henrietta Rushwaya kutshengisa ukubana uhulumende ulenkohlakalo. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi iCommission elisana lenkohlakalo eZak ikhangelelwe ukubopha amanye amakansila emadolobheni abalisayela kobulawayo lamanye. Okwamanje sengilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu umbiko elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Banani sanibanani kuStudio 7, ningabe ninjani nonke? Bogibs Dube, nabo Ezra Chisa, nabo Thungamile Nkomo, sibingelele lonke ngobuningi benu. Siyajabula nginethanda kakhulu nonke ngokusilethela indaba eziyizwe zeqiniso ezingasomafake news. Zibuya njengoba zinjalo kona kuke kwenzekile, liyasitshela ukuthi kuyenzekene okungasofake. Siyabonga zihlobo zami, siyabonga kakhulu singabantu basemathebelelendi abalandeli benu. Ngithi ngicela ukuphawula lapha ngingakaphawuli nje, ngicela ukuzisho igama nginguGift Sibanda ngilapha eGoli eAlexander. Ngithanda ukuphawula kancane ngendaba yabo Nangagwa le nezane yabo. Ngicela ukuthi ngixwayise kancane izinduna zakithi nami ngingasilutho nginganasikhundla ukuthi njengabaholi bethu amathebelelendi abangavumi kusetshenziswa uMnangagwa vika amacala akhe ayenzayo ebulala abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Sinezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo vula uMnangagwa nezane yakhe le baphila namhlanje, yibo abagqugquzela abatshela abantu bakithi emathebelelendi ukuthi yenzani kanje yenzani kanje. Abantu bakithi abayekele ukuba yiziphukuphuku, asihlakanipheni singavumi ukusetshenziswa amashona entweni abayenzayo, ngoba lento le kwakungamashona versus Mathebelelend, mashona land versus Mathebelelend. Sibulawa abantu ebesemathebelelend kuqala khona le Midlands, kuthunjwa abantu, kubulawa abantu, abantu beselahlela ezimayini. Namhlanje uMnangagwa sebona seziminya ipressure, seyithola sesebenzisa izinduna zakithi ukuthi yizo ezizokhokhela lento le okuvumbulula amathambo abantu kusiyongcwatshwa kuye. Lingavumi, ningakuvumi kona lokhu, ngoba kusasa ngempela ngempela lizohlekwa ngamanye amazwe ukuthi abantu bemathebelelendi bayiziphukuphuku. Nathi singabantu bemathebelelendi siyogcina sesixabana sodwa ngenxa yabaholi bethu abasiphetheyo izinduna zethu ezivuma ukusetshenziswa izano, ngoba thola khona okwezi kutholayo ukuthi uma ngabe ungasavumanga ukusetshenziswa izano uzothathelwa khona lokho bakunikeza khona. Yinkinga ekhona esibhekane nayo lapha emathebelelendi. Izinduna zakithi bantu bakithi zakhethwa izano, zizwa ngezano, yonke into ekhulunywa izano. Akuna voice eziyisebenzisa ingqondo yabo ise ngeyamashona, abakwazi ukuthi besebenzise okwabo umqondo. Lingakuvumi izinduna zakithi, siyanicela nje abaholi bethu, lingakuvumi ukuthi setshenziswa izano ukuthi libe yini elikhokhela indaba yombhuqazo yabulala abantu bemathebelelendi kangaka. Izano ayibhekane namacala abo Mnangagwa, babhekane namacala beke ukukhokhela indaba yeground, ngoba babeyibo ababulala abantu. Abakuvume khona ukuthi basayakwenza, siyaxolisa. Bekwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi njengoba lixolisa imithetho yawusebenzi awudlala indima yabo, ngoba akusinto encane ukubulala abantu abayi more than 30,000. Akusinto encane, asuka kungabulala amagundwane, kwakubulala abantu. Sibuhlungu kakhulu ngale nto le. Abakwazi, abavumi, abangavumi abantu bakithi izinduna zethu, asingakuvumi lokho.
Salibonani kuStudio 7. Lapha ngicela ukubuza nje ngendaba yakaKhalipani Phugeni. Ngizwe ekhuluma lapha ekuseni ethi yena ama-sanction bawacela, kusho ukuthi nguye owazi kabanzi ukuthi bacela beyi-MDCT baya bayacela ama-sanctions lawa. Kusho ukuthi yibo futhi abangaya becela ukuthi aphume ngoba bawacela. mina ngibona ukuthi ama sanctions la aqala ngo 2000 after iZANU-PF isiluza ama election yasihlukumeza kakhulu opposition party. Engicabanga ukuthi iZANU yayilingeni from 1980 kuze kufike 1990 kuze kufike u 2000 iloke ingalungisa izinto ngoba umnotho waqala ukuwa ngo 1990 masibona kahle. So bathi izinto eziningi mabe khuluma bebodwa asi iZimbabwe ayilungisa into zayo zaseZimbabwe, kodwa manje siyayibona gijima kubosikadaka gijima kula mazwe aboChina ukuthi kababasize. Engicabanga ukuthi thina kungeke kusisize, iZANU ayisilungisele nje kuphela i-human right, sibe namalungelo ethu nathi kuphela ezweni lethu. Thina saphuma ekhaya ngabo 1987 sibaleka yona iZANU, manje singazi lokho ekulungisayo. Sibecela ukuthi sibuzele lathi ukuthi thina saphuma ngabo 1987 sitshaya iGugraund abantu abaningi, esikulungisile yikuphi? Esicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngasichazela amasanctions lawo okuthiwa ayafakelwa iZimbabwe. Hayi, afakelwa ngeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe kudala thina sizihluphekela, kudala sihamba siyatshaywa ema-South Africa lapha, i-government ziyasihlukumeza, amapholisa asihlukumeza, okwamanje sesihlukumezwa la langabahlali nje ocabanga ukuthi eyenza into eyifunayo. Umuntu neZimbabwe uyamthathela kumbe uyamtshaya kumbe uyenzani, sebeziyenzela kuphela. Kodwa-ke lokho kwakhozelwa iZANU, ngiyabonga.
Sanibonani, sanibonani babadube, sanibonani. Yayizindawo yakhulunywa sibilindlalele ngobutsiwensebutswana lapha, heyi omzagcina bazobakhuluma sibili. Udaba olwabakhona silolubi kakhulu yilolo lokuthi kukhutshwa amakhiwa emapulazini. Bona wabuyela amakhiwa kunjenje lamna ngakhona ngingamvotela. Iproblemu isebantwini abangena kakhulu emapulazini, yibo abantu abalohlupho kakhulu abalenkinga. Ukuthi kathe sibathi bengene behluleka lokulima bahamba beyodinga ukudla futhi eziphaleni, bona bengahambisanga ukudla eziphaleni. So baba mnangagwena akufanelanga abalaleli labo bantu, ukuze xa befisa ukubona leli lizwe livuke kangabalaleli abantu abasemapulazini kabakhuphe bise kamakhiwa, yibo bazakwanisa ukuthi belilime libuye lokudla iZimbabwe ivuke. Ngoba sikhalele ukuthi lizwe livuke, abantu laba basemapulazini akula nto abayenzayo. Upresident wabalalela kuhle sibili ngesikhathi bekhala ngokuthi bona sebelwela ilizwe bafuna ukubuyela emapulazini ubethole indawo zokulima. Nanku bayehluleka ukulima, kathe siyibo babonayo bafaka lama-president phakathi nalaba abantu abagcwele phakathi, ngoba yibo babefaka izikhala zemihla lamalanga.
Lawo-ke kungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu, lisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Okwamanje ke sikhangele ezivela ngapha kwelemelika. Izolo ilizwe lemelika libe lenani lababanjwe igciwane le-coronavirus abafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu 83,757, ebelingakaze libonakale selokhu leli gciwane laqhamuka ekuqaleni komnyaka. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele amalanga amahlanu ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Igciwane leli likhanya lizakuba lokwenza ngendlela abantu abazavota ngayo, ngoba umongameli Donald Trump esithi abantu bengasabi igciwane leli, kodwa ancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden esithi kulalelwe abezempilakahle abathi igciwane leli liyingozi. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwelemelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ngempela kuyamphathisa kakhulu umnumzana uJoe Biden ukuthi anqobe kulelu khetho, ngoba ukufa kwabantu osokwenzakele la yinto ebingeke icatshangelwe ngabantu bala e-America abazibona bona bephila ku-first world ukuthi behlulwe ligciwane. Yet abezempilakahle bayacaca ukuthi igciwane leli kumele zikhona indlela esingalinqoba ngalo, ezifana lokugqoka amamaski, loku-social distancer, lokungabi kumagroup amaningi. And njengoba sesisiya kusizini yomqando ubusika, siyazi kubana abantu abaningi babe besezindlini bengas akusekho ama activity angaphandle amaningi of which igciwane leli lalo lizospread kakhulu ngoba lispread kakhulu kuma confined spaces. So uJoe Biden, I think message yakhe is clear. I message yakhe, I think iya resonate labantu ukuthi hayi na umuntu at least olozwelo olesineke ovumelana lama scientists ukuthi hayi igciwane leli kumele lithathwe serious.
Ubona njani okungenziwa ngumongameli Trump nxa enganqoba kukhetho?
Esh mina ngokwami ngiyesaba lokucabanga ukuthi uTrump angaba le second term ngoba if evele esetshengisa i-arrogance yakhe khona manje yokuthi hayi mase kunjaka sancenge lawo ungacabanga nje ukuthi ma evele ngasanidi vote kusho ukuthi esesenza umathanda I'm sure ukuthi uzomosha into eziningi kakhulu uTrump ngoba okokuqala uTrump ulengqondo yobandlululo esingathi uyi-racist imthetho wakhe. Sibonile evumelana lama white supremacist lawa esithi ngabantu abarayithi on both sides bona babe senza udlame bephethe izibhamu imbhobholani belandi i-protest rally ayisenziwa abantu ababe complaina ngama stage.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo isizalwane seZimbabwe isihlala ngapha kwele Melika ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esedolobheni le Virginia.
Young Halila and the Minga Pawela, Sori Samabela. I do it late and happen in Bela.
Amapolisa eloku engakatholi umtshayeli wemota eyabulala umhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCalvin Nhliziyo ozabekwa ngesonto. Ixoxele nentatheli izindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda ongomunye wabaphethe amalungiselelo omngcwabo wakhe.
Abantu bemzini wakobulawa lokhu behlulukelwe ngokufa kukaCalvin ofeka buhlungu kakhulu ngemva kokunyathelwa yimota ebitshayelwa ngabantu kukhanya abantu bebelabantu abathathu abane phakathi leyo mota. Uthe hamba le ntombazana yakhe besuka vela bona-ke ibhola kumabonakude emakhandeni cricket club imota le yabuya-ke icitsha amalayiti yafika ngani yamnyathela waseyibamba-ke wahlala phezu kwebhonethi yasihamba la yasisima ithe isima yasibile imnyathela ibaleka yasibalekele imota akwazi ukuthi ngabani kodwa-ke abantu kathesi bad Danile amapolisa atasaphenya lolu daba saphenya indaba khona basadingisisa kodwa ukukhalwa lapha ukuthi kulabantu ababebazi laba bantu yibo bacela ukuthi babe ngaphambili bachaze imbe bancedise amapolisa lezihlobo ukuthi ke ngobani ngoba nxa kuyingozi abantu laba ngase bebuyile kudala ukuthi hayi ingozi kwenzakala ngengozi kodwa kukhanya kwenziwa ngamabomu lokhu ngoba ke babalekile ubaleka kwabo laba bakhona nxa belalela ngalesi sikhathi bacela ukubana ke babe ngaphambili ukuze ke umdeni kaCalvin uhlaliseke ukuze ke le ndaba ke iphenywe phele yikho ucelwa ekuZulu ukuthi ongabe sazi olesihlobo lomngane umuntu omaziyo ukubana ke ulaye waphahleka ke emoteni leyana yabulala uCalvin ukuthi ke kabuye ngaphambili umgcini enhliziyo uchiya umntwana oyedwa osemncane echiya lo mama wakhe kuyakhala ukuthi hayi ukwenzela nje labo ukuthi badelise inhliziyo kube labantu labo abachazwa ukuthi ngobani abakwenzayo obubobu nje ke siyacela ke kuZulu wonke ukuthi kaphathise.
Sizwa kuthiwa uzabekwa ngesonto umuyi, ungasitshela ukuthi amalungiselelo akhona ahamba njani?
Abahlabeleli bonke ukhanya basebemanyanisiwe nguyelo ujakothwa uCalvin. Siboneke kakhulu-ke ubana-ke iprogramu yakhona-ke lamakampani kobulawayo-ke isidungo sathathwa impilo sithathwa yi-Dove Funeral Services. I-Dove yasigcina amalanga amabili yathi hayi yasigcina mahhala isozibhadalise. Sesisukile lesi sidumbu kwamanje sise-FCG laba-ke bathi bazaphathisa bazagcina kungela lambadalo. I-Dove njalo-ke inikeze itende elokuthi abantu bahlale khonale ngoCalvin yanikeza lama toilet ukuthi abantu basebenze laba babutheneyo khona ngale ngo Calvin eluveve. Sibe njalo sizokubonga ke umuzi omkhulu kobulawayo i-city council yakobulawayo yona ngokwayo esithe izanikeza i-amphitheatre ukuthi abantu benzele khona iceremony esingathi benze khona ukuthi bamvalelisele khona abantu. Ngaphambi kwalokho ke ibhokisi likamuyi uCalvin liyayinikezwe njalo ke kungelambadalo inkampani leya bayethi Ingwebo Breweries ithenge icasket ukuthi uCalvin abe khonapho. Laba be-FSG bathe bazayenza lokho kuthiwa i-gun carriage le nqula ethwala amaqhawe ubana ke ibhode lesidumbu sikamufi uCalvin ngomgqibelo babhode bakhandeni babhode baye le nkulumane babuye baye luveve kuthi ngomgqibelo ke emini khonaphana benze kumdlalwana omncane phambi kwamagrosa angakibo lapha athe sazakala khona khonaphana kubo luveve yikho lapho zabo lo mcimbi wakhona omncane ke ngomgqibelo ke. Kukanti ke isidumbu ngemva kwalokho sizabiselwa njalo siyelilala khonale belihlale khona emochari kuthi ekuseni ngesonto ekuseni sithathwa ngo-8 sisuke lapha sisuke e-amphitheatre yona esiphiwezwe yi-city council lakho ke mara kungela mbadala lapho kuzenziwa khona ke lokho kuthiwa yi-service yakhe kuqedwa lapho ke sesithola ke isidumbu sakhe ke kwenziwe le mdlalo bagide bahlabele abahlabeli bakobulawayo ngemva kwalokhu kusuke sokuqondwa ke emangcwabeni e-Lady Stanley ephiwe njalo umuzi wakobulawayo mahala. Kutshona kuyabongeka ngoba ke kakubhataliswanga into eziningi zibuye kalula kakhulu ke ama-t-shirt sebevunyelwe ke abantu ukuthi aprinte wonke umuntu agqoke i-t-shirt elegama likaCalvin ukuthi alale ngokuthula njalo le i-roadshow lingayikhohlwa ke ingomgqibelo umngcwabo ungesonto lapha ngcwatshelwa khona i-Lady Stanley kutsho ubana ke ngezikhathi zabo 11-12 emini khonaphana ngesonto yikho lokhu esilakho ngendaba kamuyi-ke uCalvin.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Siphinde saxoxa lo mhlabeleli wakobulawayo uKhulekani Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
UCalvin Benyimazi njengomunye wabaculi abakade sebekuzinga eliphakemeyo khonapha edolobheni lakobulawayo lelizweni leZimbabwe nje jikelele yabe sekule minyaka ethile ngemazi silokuxoxisana lapha lalaphana so Benyimazi kakhulu njengomculi oyenza kahle kakhulu kujanre yona le akadekiyo ye-hip hop.
Lo ngumhlabeleli wakobulawayo uCooksman Bethule oyazakala ngelokuthi Cooksman.
First of all, it was the language that I sang in. It didn't really bring me the fortune that one expects, you know.
Ngesizwe ingoma kamuyi uCalvin Nhliziyo ingoma ethi If I Was
the Prophet and all. So it's partly why I left music because.
Nizezwa uno imba para swae ma emotions lako waripo swaga iripo femibo ndofarira za uno imba pan ma concerns back rako shazare sipoka dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri dai uri mushona dai uri kure dai uri shona dai uri
kure. With all this crest in the pocket, my nigga, I still made it. Yeah. Into the top 10 in the country dog, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
At the peak, moving in circles, trying to figure it out. Where to go from here, cause when you're up here, it's different. What? From when you're coming up, trying to be the best. But when you become one, you always want a day. What's next?
What's next?
Should I continue doing music for likes and retweets? Do shows, be famous, but still water for catching ETs?
Nah.
I never fell off, I just been thinking of giving up.
What?
You ain't even know how it is here, cause you ain't catching up.
That's...
You get tired of bragging about the number one position. When you're a breadwinner, your concern is bringing the bread home. So, understand this new approach of mine. Cause for my city, for many years, I've been going hard. I've been putting on for people who wanna bring me down. That's why I was singing Scott, I wish I was
there. Lala ngokuthula qhawe lesizwe qhawe lakobulawayo. Calvin Nhliziyo ke lo esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. singakagqibi uhlelo lwalamhlanje othi sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Omunye wababotshwe unkosazana Henrietta Rushwaya useveze ukuthi igolide ababezama ukulisusa elizweni ngelikankosikazi kamongameli welizwe u-Auxilium Mnangagwa lendodana yakhe uCollins. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje livalelisayo nguChris Gandhi.